Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Wu Fei and Abigail Washburn's debut album as a duo is a testament to connections between countries and traditions and between friends. Both Abigail and Fei are longtime pals and masters of their respective crafts. Fei is a world-renowned composer and virtuoso of the traditional Chinese instrument called the guzheng, and Abigail is the recipient of a Grammy Award for Best Folk Album and a heck of a clawhammer banjo player. The self-titled album is out now digitally via Smithsonian Folkways, and it seamlessly blends cultures. A recent review in The Guardian called it, quote, transcendent and blissful. Let's take a listen.
It's a bleak and stormy day, for I'm thinking I will leave you to never return again. 七彩的岁月是这样也很热 Sweetheart, my dear sweetheart, for sure, dear, I can't get along.
我记得吗?
I left my dear old father, my country and my home.
Wu Fei and Abigail Washburn are my guests today, and we are hosting a listening party for their new release. Fei, welcome.
Thank you, Allison.
And Abigail, nice to talk to you.
Hi, Allison. Thanks for having us.
Fei, how did you two meet?
We met in Colorado, actually, in 2006. I was living in Boulder, and Abby was touring with the Sparrow Quartet at the time. So we were introduced by a mutual friend of ours who thought we would make a good friend and possible good music collaborator. So we met up through email, when email was still a thing. the only thing, basically. The only thing. It was like little chapel or church. It was 2006 in Colorado. We met up, and I immediately felt what Abby knew, the quite a few folk tunes from my childhood that I have known since childhood. So I just felt like, oh gosh, I was missing home already. So it just came really naturally.
Email, so quaint. How people used to make friends.
I know.
So, Abigail, you know, we often all have friends who are creative, and you get in the room, you say, we should do this one day. Let's get together one day. And one day doesn't happen. What went down that you guys were able to make this go from this idea of doing this to the reality of doing this, especially given both of your lives and schedules?
When we first met, I don't know that I predicted that Fei and I would play together. Our friendship evolving, I believe, is really what brought us closer and closer. It was the fact, you know, at the time, Fei was very much in this John Zorn camp of composition and avant-garde thinking. And I was very much in the world of Appalachian and sort of highly composed folk music. And I didn't know that we would intertwine our careers. It was really the fact that we had stayed in touch via email. I spent this special time with her parents in Beijing when I was touring over there, and she was still living in the States. And then we met up in New York City when she was living there over the years. And then she was living back in Beijing, and I was touring in China a lot. And that's, I think, when we really started connecting, because we thought, oh, maybe we should do some stuff together. And there was a literary festival in Beijing, and they asked us to play. And so Fei and I worked up a duo set together. And that's really when we started creating material together and getting creative and sitting on her couch in her Beijing apartment and coming up with ideas. But things got much more intimate between us as we had children, got married and had children. And our children are you know, similar ages. So they are more like cousins, really, than the friends even. And they love each other and they play together a lot. And we started hiring babysitters, and she ended up moving to Nashville with her family about 5 years ago, just over 5 years ago. And we started creating songs on our porch while we would have a babysitter look after the kids. And what I mean by create is we would weave together these different folk songs that we love from our own cultures and teach them to each other and then figure out ways to make it into this really lovely, coherent piece. Hopefully, whoever gets the record and listens, they'll get to decide. But we love what we created together. And it really has to do with being working musical mothers and sharing that path together.
Well, this is a listening party for the album. So let's listen to the first track. It is Water is Wide, Wusili Boat Song. Let's take a listen. So, Faye, this is a composite of two traditional folk songs, two different traditional folk songs. What is it about them that complement each other?
I think first is we both play on strings. So strings, the sound of strings, it just did the vibration from the strings. And not only when you pluck one string, it's only that one pitch rings. Is the entire harmonics of the instrument ring together. That's just from one instrument. And when the two ring together, that just it creates a universe of a sonic experience. So, you know, from a musical aspect, the how the two instruments. And the banjo is even more, the timbres, the difference of the timbres of the two instruments are very complementary. It's almost like, you know, like the dumplings, when a filling is inside, and then you have the nice homemade dough with the skin wrapped the outside, and then you bite it together. That is why. And it tastes good. Maybe you just eat the filling or just eat the skin. You know, I mean, it's nice too, but the combination of the dumplings, and well, that's just from my culture. I love food. And then also, what Abby was mentioning earlier, that when we were just kind of hanging out and trying to figure out, even, you know, wasn't even thinking about, oh, what kind of album we're going to come up with. We're like, okay, I'm exhausted. So what do you think that can put your baby to sleep? I was like, oh, you know, Abby starts singing this one. She's like, oh, I'd be singing this one. It's quite a popular tune, but I didn't know Water is Wide at all at the time. And then I was like, oh, water. And it immediately reminded me of this other folk song that's from the river, the Wusili River. It's a long, wavy, winy river in the northeast China that runs through China and Russia. And the population of the ethnic minority of the Hezhe people, that's their song. And it's a tiny population, probably no more than 30,000 total. Half live in the China side, half live on the Russia side. How their folk song made the most popular folk, beloved folk music of Chinese folk music. And then I think because also nature, like water, like when a music that's being created, inspired by something, by like waves, by thoughts that travel far. I mean, it's just common human emotions. And these common shared emotions bring, and the common shared strings bring, somehow we are echoing maybe whoever created these glorious music from hundreds of years ago. Mm-hmm. So they've just been seeking another match over centuries. So we somehow, our orbits just met.
My guests are Wufei and Abigail Washburn. We're talking about their new album, Wufei and Abigail Washburn. And I want to pick up on something that Faye was saying, Abigail, because it relates in some ways, if we pull out a little bit, to, you know, you gave a TED Talk on the subject of building U.S.-China relations by banjo. And, you know, Faye was talking about common shared music and emotions and string sounds. What went into your mind and what did you want to express with that talk? And were you able to bring some of that to this record?
Yeah, I believe that this record is a maturing of my initial sense of mission when I realized that I was someone who loved Chinese culture and was immersing myself in it and simultaneously learning and playing clawhammer banjo from Appalachia, that was a natural bridge. And I wanted to embody that potential role as someone who could span between these two places in perhaps a unique and artistic way and connect to the humanity and the heart of what music expresses through the human that it's channeling through. And as I've gotten older and become a mother and my friendships have gone through, you know, the trials of life and it deepens and become more and more intimate the way my friendship has with Faye as we've become mothers and understood the world in new ways because of that. I think this record really represents an intimacy of connection that I couldn't have created at or been a part of creating back when I gave that TED talk. And I'm so proud that I get to be friends with Faye and in such an intimate way and to have the space and the time to and the privilege to create this music together and share it with people. So, yeah, I think it's a maturing of a place I've been and a mission I've been imbued with.
Abigail, can you recall a time when you knew that your mission was being effective, whether it was at a concert or something someone said to you?
Me, Abby?
Yeah, Abby, yes. When you talked about this mission of building bridges and getting people together. A time when you knew that it was working.
I don't know that I know it works. I believe in it. I think a mission is certainly a certain kind of word. I suppose I feel like I'm visited by a sense of knowing what I can do. And a place and a time, just in the fact that Faye and I can create this music would be, you know, a sense of clarity that my life's work is continuing. You know, I've had these moments where I'd love to like proselytize and be like, yes, this mission is amazing. And, but the truth is, I think it's a sense of my own purpose. But if I was to give you something, it would be like, moments at concerts, like especially when I'm playing for people that might not have as much exposure to Chinese mm-hmm. communities or Chinese American communities, like at some of the more rural bluegrass festivals or something like that, people will come up to me and start to, because I'll go out to the table and sell merchandise after, and they'll come up to me and start saying, they realizing all these connections they do have to China because they heard me sing something in Chinese on that stage, and they've never heard something sung in Chinese in the context of bluegrass or old time or Appalachian music. And it can really stimulate some exciting conversation. And I, you know, I hear a lot about the idea of impressions, that the more impressions we get of something, the more it stays with us. And that's why I've wanted to share something Chinese that has been a part of my education and a part of the things I've loved in my lifetime and shared it with people at these different events, no matter where they are, whether it's, you know, at Symphony Center on the Upper West Side, or if it's, you know, at the Moray River Festival on the Music Trail in Eastern Virginia, wherever it is to share it, it's adding another impression of the possibility of how we are, how we can be many things at one time.
My guests are Abigail Washburn and Wu Fei. We're talking about their new album, their self-titled new album. We're going to listen to a track, Fei, that you wrote called Ping Tan Dance, and we'll talk about it on the other side. Let's listen.
Ta-ji.
what is that form of writing, of songwriting?
I was imitating Suzhouese, this dialect that's only spoken in Suzhou area, like in the middle of Jiangsu province, near Shanghai, maybe about 1 hour drive, 1 to 2 hour drive out of Shanghai. It's from the Wu language system. That's from probably at least 3,000 years ago. So because the Chinese culture, civilization has been around for so long, and each little kingdom from thousands of years ago, they had their own dialect that has never been affected by other languages, rarity. So this is one of the dialects that I studied at the China Conservatory of Music when I was a student there. We were required, as a composer, we were required to study sing folk songs from their own dialects, and therefore to capture the spirit of it, and then eventually to write our own original music, at least be able to imitating that style and in the as much authentic way as possible. So it's called the Ping Tan. It's a folk storytelling, talk and sing. It's usually they're still fairly popular, not in the general sense, but to music nerds in China, that it's usually played by two performers and on each side of a big kind of a square traditional Chinese table. And one usually is one woman and one man. The woman plays the pipa, the four-string Chinese lute, and then the man plays the sanxiar. It's the three-string fretless Chinese banjo, I'll call it. Also, they both are about 2,000 years old, the history. And they would sing in this dialect and to tell stories, either historical events or make up, you know, what's going on in their own script. So that's called the Ping Tan. Ping means to speak. Tan is to pluck. So I was studying this, and one of our assignments to graduate from this class is to write, to choose a style and to write a composition by our teacher. I'm from Beijing, and I speak Mandarin. So in a sense, actually, I can relate to Abby when she writes songs and sings in Mandarin.
Interesting.
The Suzhouese is like another language to me. Even if it's written in the Chinese character, they sound almost like Japanese to me. So I picked out a few words that could make sense because I don't know that dialect, but I picked out the words that turn the words into melodies that match and try to imitate the repertoire we were learning. And then based on a story that it was kind of like a joke to... not a revenge, but a joke that I was really disappointed by a friend at the conservatory. I thought she was, you know, becoming a prominent singer, and then she did something shady. I'm like, why do you have to do that? So I'm going to write a song. You'll remember it forever.
There you go. The name of the album is Wu Fei and Abigail Washburn. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us. We're going to go out on a song that features, again, both of your tremendous skills. Banjo, Guzheng, Picking Girls. Ladies, thanks so much.
Thanks, Allison.
Go to this world, baby mine. Go to this world, I'm a banjo picking girl. Go to this world, baby mine.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.